or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian Teaching and Talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day. As we face the issues, we encourage you to join in the dialogue and discussion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Right after a brief monologue, we'll introduce our special guest today, and we'll have the dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. My question is, the real issue today, is President Trump a dictator? While cities are burning, the Marxist uprising taking place, and yet we're to believe that President Donald J. Trump is a dictator? Is that what we're to believe? We're talking about the riots across America. We're talking about the burning of the city, especially as we see in L.A. County, in L.A., in California. And I understand as of last evening, there's a call for this to take place, the rioting, the insurrection, the anarchy, to take place across America. Are we witnessing the Marxist uprising and takeover of America? Are we to believe that President Trump is trying to intervene and to bring back peace and security in our nation? Are we to believe that he is a dictator? That's what we are told today, and that's what's taking place in relationship to the Socialist Marxist Communist Party. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, there was a resolution in the U.S. House of Representatives? The resolution was to condemn the anti-Semitism in America. 110 Democrats refused to vote in favor of that resolution. 110. That should tell us where we are in a nation that is 100% divided. And remember, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 and 26, very clearly, Jesus says that a house divided, a kingdom divided, a nation divided, a city divided cannot stand. So it is my concern today that we're watching the potentiality of a divided nation falling because of a refusal to carry out the laws of the land and to allow our president to protect our nation through the tools that he has available based on the Constitution and his constitutional rights and authorities that's being undermined, eroded, and stopped by our court system in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am truth. John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture tells us that the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is no longer salt. The secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, which by the way was published in the late 40s, Orwell said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I've always said, ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. Regardless of what denomination you are, regardless of what part of the nation you live in, whether it's the left coast or the right coast, regardless of your party affiliation, truth still matters. But yet we have those today that are wanting to bifurcate truth, destroy truth, nullify truth, and challenge truth. I'm looking at an article that says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Now, if there's not an absolute truth, how do we, ladies and gentlemen, determine what is right and what is wrong? If there's no absolute truth, how do you have a court system where you can prosecute someone for doing something that is wrong? If there's no absolute truth. But here's the portion of the article. It says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Further in the article, it says, America has pushed past the tipping point. And then it states that 55%, according to the survey, 55% of the younger Americans, that's the millennial age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. I'll go back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Now, I believe we're rapidly arriving at the point, in America in particular, that this is very, very true, if I can use that term, that we're at the point today that to defend the truth, we may have to risk our lives. We're rapidly approaching that time that I believe there will be no turning back, no turning point. That sounds devastating to me. I don't know about you. But we're living in a day where, just as we're watching the riots across America, where the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party are saying that most of these are just peaceful demonstrations. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're saying is, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what you're seeing as being real. And I'm amazed, if I can say this, I touched on it a portion yesterday, I'm amazed to see so little of the riots, the demonstrations, the anarchy, the sedition, the insurrection that's taking place across our nation. I'm amazed that so little of that is put on television, on the news reels. I'm amazed that it is basically, in fact, if I can be bold enough to say, I'm amazed that with Fox News the other day, a couple of other channels were touching on some of the news reels with the video footage, but Fox touched on it very, very little. Now, this morning they covered a little more in-depth of what is happening with the insurrection. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned that we, the people, the citizens, we're not getting the full news. I get more news on the Internet than I find on any of the news channels, or if I could be so bold to say, all of the news channels combined do not give as much news as you can find on the different reels on the Internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those who want to own their own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo, Tools for a Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for a Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for a Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. On the campus of Tools for a Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is flowing Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flag in the flagpole. Based on that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one more word or two before we introduce our guest today. Across America, we're witnessing nothing less than anarchy, sedition, insurrection raging. Police are being abused. The buildings in these cities are being burned. Firebombs are exploding. Thousands upon thousands of thugs, illegal invaders, anti-Americans, anti-Semitics, paid activists are challenging America's freedoms and liberties. Now, you can identify it any other way you'd like. You can call it anything you like. You could be, as the Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democrats, saying it's just peaceful demonstrations. Or as Hakeem Jeffries, Kamala Harris, and Waters have said, that these are just legal rights based on our Constitution for freedom of speech. And that's all they're doing, supposedly. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not true. That is simply untrue. May I say to you today, we're witnessing the potential of the loss of American liberties. So, let me understand this. Los Angeles exploding. Lives are at risk. Cameras are rolling. The world is watching as the destruction takes place. And President Trump sends in the National Guard to protect the cities and the people. And he's sending in some Navy troops now. And Trump is called a dictator. I just say, wow. Just where's Mayor Bass? Where's Governor Newsom? In fact, Senator John Kennedy said this. I must laugh as I listen to Senator Kennedy with his statements. He said the streets are filled with wolves, and the mayor and the governor are sheep. So the sheep hide while the wolves are destroying the lives and livelihoods as they rove the streets in L.A. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill served as the District 1 legislator, the House of Representatives in the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. I know you have a busy schedule, but I'm always delighted to have you join us and talk about some of the current issues and how we should view them, what we should do, and what do you see taking place. Congressman Hill, welcome to Let's Face the Issues.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me. And what is interesting is what we're seeing is the left is trying a repeat of what they did during Trump's first presidency. Recall when they had what they called the Summer of Love, where they were causing all the chaos in various cities after George Floyd died from a drug overdose. And they used that as an instigation to express their displeasure about having a conservative Republican president. And during Biden's years, when we had an incompetent person there, incompetent because of his cognitive inability to run this nation, we didn't have protests and so forth that are going on now. But all of a sudden, again, when Trump is president, we have those on the left who cannot express their displeasure simply by voting or in open discourse or in even peaceably assembling to ask for a redress of grievances as our Constitution calls for. Instead, they get violent. They get ultra-violent. And the interesting thing about this, Dr. Youngblood, is this is being funded. The people who are showing up at these protests, so-called protests, are being paid to do so. No one can just take off work like that and all day long stand around just yelling at National Guard and at police. They're being paid to do this. And they're also, when I say it's being funded, there are video now of people distributing supplies to the protesters in terms of masks and eyeglasses to prevent being affected by tear gas. Those are not cheap. And there's a video of a small pickup truck with box loads of these protective masks and gear handing out to people. So, and then we see pallets of bricks being delivered, just like we saw back during the times of the George Floyd riots. And we know where it's coming from. Everyone says George Soros, well, of course, but it's coming from even a closer source, and that's Act Blue. Act Blue is the Democrat wing. It's a huge PAC that generates money from all over, and a large chunk of that comes from George Floyd. George Soros. And they fund Act Blue. Act Blue is funding these riots. That is who needs to be investigated and shut down.
Congressman Hill, you make a statement, and I'm looking at an article that touches on that. The article reads, evidence suggests Los Angeles riots over ICE raids could be government-funded. Let me read two paragraphs and get your take. What began as so-called spontaneous protest against ICE enforcement operations in L.A. has now been exposed as something far more insidious, well-funded, coordinated riots with ties to radical left organizations, government-backed NGOs, and even a billionaire known for pushing the Chinese communist propaganda. According to the damning expose by investigative reporters, several nonprofit organizations and shadowy political fronts played a pivotal role in igniting the chaos and the federal that's attacking federal officers, flag burning, and city streets being blocked. What's more alarming, tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money may have been directly fueling the unrest. At the center of the funding is the Coalition for Human Immigration Rights. Documents reveal that groups saw a shocking jump up to $34 million in government federal grants just in the past year. What do you say to that? In other words, as I see it, Congressman, that our tax money is funding the attempt to destroy the foundation and the freedom of our nation. NGOs with up to $34 million just in the past 1 year that's funding these terrorist activities. How do you respond to that? How should we view it?
Well, what that is telling me, Dr. Youngblood, is these NGOs, non-government organizations, that are being given money and tens of millions in the past year, that was during the Biden administration.
Yes.
What that is telling me is that they were preparing for these events. In the event that, or for these riots, in the event that Donald Trump would get elected, we are going to protest. And so they, starting last year, they start funding these organizations with taxpayer dollars. And these organizations are now giving this money to these insurrectionists, which they are properly called, unlike January 6th. These people are actually trying to take over our form of government. They do not like a Republican form of government. They are communist. And the communist playbook is to always start with anarchy, to create a lot of chaos, and then say, well, we are the ones who can fix this, and they come in with their form of government. And we see that happening in Los Angeles, throughout the state of California, except for the number of enclaves which are Republican. But for the most part, we have this Governor Newsom who is, I'm sorry, I said it just like Trump.
That's on target.
We have this totally incompetent governor. He really is. He is incompetent. And we have a mayor, Mayor Bass, who was trained to be a communist.
Yes.
He actually went to Cuba for a training session. And the two of them were elected to their positions, and I would say elected illegally. I don't have any information on that. That's just my opinion. Because anyone in their right mind, I can't imagine them voting for these folks. And there were a lot of shady going-ons when Governor Newsom had his recall election. I believe he lost that recall.
Yes.
But there's a lot of shady things going on, and they said he won. No way he won that. And especially with a popularity now at 24%. He has ruined, I believe, any chance at all of him being a front runner for the Democrats for the next presidential campaign. But back to your point, what we are seeing is that they planned this for some time now. If for over a year, starting during the Biden administration, that they were giving money to these NGOs for this explicit purpose.
Absolutely. Here's a thought, and then we'll take our callers, Congressman Hill. Here's a thought. Should Bass, that's the mayor, and Newsom be prosecuted for trying to thwart the federal government's agents coming in? Now, with that being said, I'm going to read two or three headlines simultaneously. Hakeem Jeffries threatens to dox ICE agents amid rising attacks, death threats. Another headline, Maxine Waters calls for the public to push back on the Trump administration. Cory Booker, peaceful lie, this article reads, about riots get shut down by the L.A. chief of police. And I could go on and on and on with those that are the Democratic Party that are supposed to be so-called leaders that are openly approving, embracing the Marxist communist regime and the anarchy that's taking place in our streets. Now the question is, should Gavin Newsom and Bass as the mayor be prosecuted? I'm looking at the headlines. Says Trump says Tom Holman should arrest Gavin Newsom as riots in L.A. rage on. Ponder that for a moment while we take our caller. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. And Congressman Hill, you're dead on point. And I tell you what, I believe majority over half are illegal aliens. And I call them crazy governors and mayors in L.A., when Crazy Joe was in office, they would start crying because they were about to run out of money trying to take care of the illegal aliens. New York, Chicago, and places like that. They was crying to the federal government. Okay, now, since this happened, I think the majority of them are illegal aliens that do not want ICE to come and take them out of this country, and which is right. And they're talking about trying to sue Trump. because he's going to bring in, the National Guard is already there. But the military to come and help, and which I think is right, because Smiley said it was a peaceful protest. How is peaceful and you burning up cars and police cars and stopping traffic on major highways? That's peaceful? I think not. Like, the six, that was a peaceful, they didn't come in with weapons or anything like that. But you put them in jail for what, 3 or 4 years? Come on now. That's a peaceful riot? I think not.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. Your point is well taken. And I'm thankful that we can see with clarity what is taking place and not have to believe what some of the Marxist media is telling us and what some of the socialist, communist, and the Democratic Party is trying to tell us. But thank you so much for your call. Congressman Hill, how do you respond? Here we are, as Kenneth said, we're witnessing, they're calling this now an insurrection, and they're calling it just peaceful riots. But when Trump led at the Capitol, those that went out on January the 6th said, go in peacefully. They didn't have bombs. They didn't have machine guns. They didn't have, they were not burning cars. They were not burning a building. And yet they accused him of not calling in the National Guard, though he had asked for 20,000 National Guards. And the mayor, Bowser, of D.C., and Nancy Pelosi refused his request. And now that he's called in the National Guard to try to quell the uprising, the insurrection, now they're saying he's a dictator. How should we view that, and what should we think in relationship to the accusations?
Well, Kenneth was exactly right, as you are, Dr. Youngblood, and the hypocrisy of the Democrats is appalling. And they will sit there and unashamedly spout their nonsense about Trump is acting like a dictator because he's calling in the National Guard, when you're exactly right. On January 6th, they said he would not call in the National Guard, unlike he actually did. And so they're trying to have it both ways, and it is not working with the American people. We see there in Los Angeles where they can get away with doing that because of having the explicit assistance from both a governor, a Democratic governor, and a Democratic mayor. They are inciting a riot, along with those like Maxine Waters, Cory Booker, and others who are encouraging people to do what they are doing. That is inciting a riot. That is against the law. They should be arrested for that. They should be tried. Trump was exactly right when he said that Holman should arrest Gavin Newsom. And here's Newsom trying to play the tough guy, saying, oh, yeah, come on, arrest me. Because he thinks that getting that mug shot is going to work like it did for Trump. But it will not, because Trump's mug shot was based on being falsely accused. Your mugshot is going to be legitimate, and so it will not work like Trump's mugshot did. And it's only happening, we see Los Angeles as the first. I believe, Dr. Youngblood, that this is going to continue in other blue states and blue cities. Expect Portland to join in not too long from now, and other places. When ICE came in and picked up 1,500 illegal immigrants in Florida, nothing happened because we have a governor who did not encourage this rioting, this insurrection to go on, or a city mayor encouraging it. But we do in Los Angeles, and again, expected in other blue cities, blue states, but not like here in Florida. We did not have that. Because we believe in law and order here in Florida.
Amen. Congressman Hill, thank you so much. Hang in there for just a moment as we have the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRT.